Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you today on the show that we call Fesco and Dusty. Not a good Thursday night football game this week. Not a good Sunday morning football game this week. Thursday night football game is quite brutal.
Denver and Saints?
Yeah, not into that.
Aren't you going to be interested to see what kind of reaction we get from the crowd when Sean Payton returns to New Orleans?
It is Spencer Rattler versus Bo Nix.
Well, I guess you're not going to be interested then to see that response that he gets when he returns to New Orleans.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
ALCS Game 3 will be Thursday night.
Yeah.
Or is it NLCS Game 3 Thursday night?
Both NLCS are playing Game 3 is tonight.
Tonight,
NLCS
so
would be 4.
Okay,
gotcha. And then Game 3 would be Thursday night, Yankees
yeah.
at
so
Cleveland.
So which game will be the primetime game? Yankees at Cleveland or Dodgers at Mets?
What'll be?
I would imagine it's Dodgers at Mets is probably
yeah,
the front.
Because Cleveland.
Yeah, nobody cares about them.
Right. I mean, we can find out for you real quick.
There's no way to tell.
No, there is. Dodgers, Mets at 7:08. Yankees and Guardians at 4:08 on Thursday.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely does, yeah.
Yankees up 2-0. The other series tied 1-1.
Aaron Judge finally hit a postseason home run.
It was a big one, too.
Yeah.
Put the game away.
Yes, it did.
And it was a deep fly to center field that even he didn't know he got enough
yeah,
of.
Right. Like, well, why would you think if you're Aaron Judge, you got a home run in the playoffs?
I mean, he did, yeah, in the playoffs. Guys hit 50 home runs in the regular season, 50-plus, and then hits a bomb to center field and was like running to second base before he even realized it was gone.
Did you see the dude for Cleveland drop the fly ball early on?
On
the
Aaron Judge.
Yeah. And I tweeted, I go, looks like the Guardians have been infested by the Browns, man.
Like
that Browns play out there. Kids at California Trail were playing better football than the Cleveland Browns play.
Somebody else also chimed in from the 816. I moved to Missouri for a woman. She didn't last, but now I have Mahomes.
It worked out.
So there's that. Went from wedding pictures to Super Bowl pictures quickly. But no, I want to dive into Defensive Player of the Year, because I think a lot of people probably thought Aiden Hutchinson was going to run away with it. The guy had, what, like 6 sacks in a game earlier this year? And then,
well, he was, wasn't he?
I think so.
Or TJ Watt.
Yeah, he's always going to be a top candidate. And it makes you think, because at the beginning of the year, a name that's on the list now at third was way lower. And according to DraftKings, right now the favorite is TJ Watt at plus 100. Will Anderson Jr. is the second favorite at plus 450. And Stone Cold Chris Jones is third at plus 600, tied with Nick Bosa at plus 600. So 6-1 odds to win Defensive Player of the Year. There's still some juice to be had for Chris Jones.
I see it at 8-1 odds as well at betonline.ag. Now, that's not a site where you can go levy your bet, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you do one of the ones in Kansas like FanDuel and whatnot, if you can get 8-1, even 6-1 on Chris Jones, don't you like those odds?
I do like 6-1 with Chris Jones because he's had his bye.
Yeah.
They're going to go through a run where they're going to play some offensive lines that are not that great. And he's got a big time to show it this week against Brock Purdy, who's not necessarily a statue, but he can cause havoc against Brock Purdy. Obviously, we saw that the last time in the Super Bowl with a big batted pass that kind of saved the game. But it's interesting because obviously the unfortunate that happened to Aiden Hutchinson and TJ Watt once again.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the favorite, it's like you take TJ Watt out of the mix, which you can't, but like injuries have always kind of plagued his career a little bit.
I hate to say that, but at some point he's going to get hurt, right?
Right. And I mean, it's also the point, like, I understand that, like, the MVP always goes to the quarterback, and we can find reasons why maybe somebody else should get it, like a Derrick Henry right now could be the MVP of the league,
mm-hmm.
Even though I think a lot of people might give it to Baker through the first 6 weeks, which I think is well-deserved, 15-5, leading the league in passing and touchdowns and all that sort of thing. Tampa Bay is relevant again because of him.
Because of him, yeah.
They had a little skid between him and Tom Brady. Then last year they were a playoff team. This year they look like they're going to be a playoff team and win the South. Not a tough task to win the NFC South. Well,
but Atlanta's a good team.
Yeah, but you still win your division, you should get credit.
Right.
But Chris Jones, man, like, interior linemen don't normally get it unless you're Aaron Donald.
Right.
And Mac had mentioned this yesterday that, unfortunately, Chris Jones in his entire career has gone against two juggernauts, maybe three if you count Myles Garrett, who won it last year. But J.J. Watt from the past ruined Justin Houston's chance at winning a defensive MVP. Houston had one of the best defensive seasons I've ever seen. And J.J. Watt just happened to be the guy that could score touchdowns, strip sacks, and all that sort of thing as well.
He was pretty remarkable, wasn't he?
But this is a year where, like, I don't want to say Chris Jones is sneaky good, because it's just like the contract conversation last year kind of had a rough spell in Kansas City, had a decent year, hit his sack incentive. And then this year with all of the pressures, and I think at least three times a game, fellas, we can watch that game, and all of a sudden you just see big red, white 95 break through the line, and the whole offense is just completely ruined. It may not end in a pick or a fumble or a sack, but the amount of pressure that he creates causes the quarterback to go, oh, crap, and it ruins everything.
Chris Jones is having one hell of a season, and I give Chris Jones so much credit in the world, because he got paid and could very easily just sit back and say, that's it, I got paid for, you owed me this money, I don't need to go bust it. This dude is busting it, and he's having a hell of a year. And so with Aiden Hutchinson dropping out of the mix, obviously, if you can get 6-1 or 8-1 on Chris Jones to win your Defensive Player of the Year award, probably should throw a couple of bucks that way, because mm-hmm. the only guy that truly is a favorite over him is T.J. Watt, and as we know, and the track record has been there, T.J. Watt doesn't play a full season. At some point in time, he's going to miss games. That's just his body, his makeup, and who he is, right? Now, if he doesn't miss any games, I'll eat my words, and he's your Defensive Player of the Year. But I think this is called gambling for a reason, right? Mm. You're gambling that Chris Jones is going to end up being better than T.J. Watt. Play that full season. Will Anderson Jr. is going to make a case, as Mac talked about earlier. His numbers are a little bit better, but he has one more game right now than Chris Jones. But I still don't understand. I don't believe that he's a big enough household name to get a Defensive Player of the Year over Chris Jones. Like, if it's neck and neck with those two guys, I think everybody's going to lean towards Chris Jones' overall body of work and who he is and whatnot, right? Like, I think that's where you go. The only person I think right now, after, 6 weeks of a season, that's standing in Chris Jones's way, to me, is T.J. Watt. And I don't expect T.J. Watt to play the whole season. So that's kind of the way I look at it. I think Chris Jones can be sneaky good money for you.
This award ticks me off because it's just so sack-based, and defensive tackles just struggle to get the amount of sacks that defensive ends do because they don't get one-on-ones like Will Anderson does.
That should raise Chris Jones. Like, when Chris Jones gets 10 to 12 sacks a year, that's akin to getting 15 to 17 on the outside, is it not? I don't know.
Absolutely it is. And he had 15.5, I believe, last year in the inside.
No, that was 2 years ago.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, because last year he needed 10 last year, I think, to get that bonus. Then he got, but he missed the first game.
But he's had a season with 15.5 sacks in the defensive line. Will Anderson, 5.5 sacks right now, 4.5 of those, 3 of them come against New England, and the other one comes against Chicago. So, I mean, that's just cool. You sacked Drake May on the worst offensive line. Awesome.
Yeah, against the New England Patriot team where the owner's out there, talking trash on a man who won 6 championships.
Yeah, and Will Anderson's a good player, which is different class.
Yeah, it's Chris Jones, man.
Yeah,
he's your best defensive lineman interior in the NFL. And if he's up there at the end of the year and he's putting up these numbers, maybe some people will vote for him over T.J. Watt. But T.J.'s so tough to look past. He's so freaking good, man. He's just unbelievably awesome.
I mean, you look at Pittsburgh, right? And you ask yourself, how is that team 4-2?
T.J. Watt.
Their defense.
Yeah.
Right? You look at the Chiefs, why is that team 5-0? The first name that you bring up is not Chris Jones in the defense. Maybe it is, but a lot of people will say, well, it's Patrick Mahomes. It's the Andy Reid coach team. It's like, what about 95?
Yeah.
Who's an all-pro defensive tackle, going to be a Hall of Famer, going to be a Chiefs Ring of Honor, but it's like, yeah, but they have Patrick Mahomes. Like, the Steelers are 4-2 because they have a good defense, and they have Justin Fields / Russell Wilson. Nobody in the hell of their right mind knows what's going on there.
Right.
And, look.
You could have said Patrick Mahomes 2 years ago, yeah, but they got Patrick Mahomes. The defense has been carrying this team for the last year and a half. Like, it's not wrong to mention Chris Jones is one of the big reasons why this team is sitting at 5-0 right now.
And Chris Jones has a chance to really put some numbers in that category, as the Chiefs' next opponents are, as you know, the 49ers, the Raiders, the Buccaneers, the Broncos, the Bills, and then the Panthers. And when you look at the most sacks allowed in a season, the Browns, Patriots, Bears, Seahawks, Raiders, Bucks. So there's two games back-to-back where Chris Jones could really wreak havoc as the fifth and sixth most sacks allowed.
Yeah.
He'll play them in back-to-back weeks. So continue to be you. Control what you can control. Even if you don't win the Defensive Player of the Year award, you're still the Defensive Player of the Year, tied probably with Trent McDuffie on this defense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's great. You've got two All-Pros on this defense right now and a Hall of Fame if they were to put assistant coaches in and a coordinator in Steve Spagnuolo. Like, things are really good on the defensive side of the football. I love watching these guys play defense, man.
And if you think Chris Jones really wants to get the award, you'll start seeing him move outside.
Oh, God, yes. You know what I mean?
And he's done that a couple times this year where he's been like, you know what, George, why don't you move in? I'm going to come outside and we'll see what happens.
Right.
So we'll see. I would love it if Chris Jones got it. It'd be an amazing award to give for the Kansas City Chiefs, because it would really show, I think, and solidify that maybe this team this year is a defensive first team as opposed to always being an offensive first team, which is mind-boggling for the league to actually get their mind wrapped around.
It's amazing. They've been trying to figure out the Chiefs, and all of a sudden Chiefs go, you know what we're going to do? We're going to throw you a turn here. We're going to get really good on defense over the next couple of years and beat your ass that way.
That's right.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.